The Brecknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans, come on the Robins.
And the history of the blues from, believe it or not, that was nearly 22 years ago. A fitting tribute to the blues, also known as Marlowe FC. Now, Marlowe FC was formed on the banks of the River Thames at the Complete Angler Hotel in 1870 and one of the original entrants in the first FA Cup competition in 1871. The blues play in yellow away and in all rural blue strip at home and feature a swan as their logo. The swan emblem is prevalent in Buckinghamshire and general, and is visible on the Berks County Council emblem as well. The symbol also derives from swan upping, which is a traditional royal annual ceremony in which the Queen's mute swans are caught, ringed, and then released back into the wild. Corporal Jones could probably say they don't like it upping. Now, they were Ishman League Division 1 champions in 1988, and their best FA Cup performance was reaching the semi-finals in 1882. The club's best FA Trophy performance was the fourth round in 1975 and more recently in 2001. Their best attendance at their current ground was a maximum capacity of 3,000 against Oxford United in the first round of the FA Cup in 1994. Kevin Stone is currently record goal scorer for the Blues, and Mick McKeown appeared in a Marlowe shirt over 500 times. Their record transfer fee received was 8,000 for David Lay from Slough Town, and their record transfer fee paid was £5,000 for Richard Evans to Sutton United, and their current manager is Mark Bartley. Did you know that Mary Shelley wrote the early part of Frankenstein whilst living in Marlowe? One thing is for sure, it's going to be a monster of a game. Well, we've just arrived at the Alfred Davis Ground at Marlowe Football Club for the long-awaited clash of Marlowe FC against Bracknell Town FC. And the first thing we've noticed is there's nowhere to park. It is an absolute nightmare. Probably worse than Bracknell, but I found a place. I just parked in the middle of the road and I'm hoping for the best. No, I'm joking. I've parked somewhere and I'll probably get a ticket, but you know, that's the chance you take. When you follow the Robins, you take your chance.
This is your baby reporter, Guy Toon, bringing you all the news and views from Bracknell Town. I say, come on you Robins.
We're about to get underway at the Alfred Davis Stadium, and I've just grabbed a team sheet. So your Robins lineup for this afternoon's match against Marlowe is Michael Ecott, back between the sticks, Jack Dean, Ethan Burden, Temi Awika, Dan Bayliss, George Knight, Captain Max Herbert, Scott Rees, Shamar Moore, James Clark and Seb Bauman. And on the bench we have Duncan Cully, Andrew Afusu, Zidane Akers, Caden Genovese and Sonny Wheeler. Come on you Robins. Well, it's half time at the Alfred Davis Stadium. Marlowe FC against Bracknell Town, unbeaten in 16 games, and by the look of things, it may be 17 games, which could possibly be a record throughout Europe. The score, 1-0 to the mighty Robins, courtesy of a Seb Bauman penalty on 5 minutes. With a huge Bracknell Town away support and commitment and tenacity from the players, I think we could even see a couple more in the second half. Come on you Robins.
Indy Assistant Physiotherapist.
Hi Indy, you're the associate physio for Bracknell Town.
Yeah.
And how are you coping?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, you enjoying it?
Yeah, loving it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And have you had much to do today?
One run on, but that was it.
Fantastic. How long are you staying?
Hopefully till the end of the season.
Magic. Well, I wish you all the best for the season. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Striker, Mikkel Platt.
I'm very fortunate to have Mikkel Platt on the touchline, and he's going to talk us through his progress on his injury. How's it going?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, not bad.
Good. Yeah, the injury's going well, progressing quite well. So yeah, at first I didn't know what quite happened with my ankle injury away at Guernsey in November. I ended up getting an MRI, found out I did quite a bit of damage. So I tore a ligament, sprained two other ligaments, and had a bit of bone bruising. So it wasn't the best injury, but yeah, I'm getting to the end of it now. Hopefully 2-3 weeks I'll be back on the pitch with the boys.
That's brilliant, that's good news. So what you did, it, you sustain the injury at Guernsey?
Yeah, so it happened at Guernsey. Yeah. Initially, I thought it was just like a minor ankle like roll.
Yeah.
After about 3-4 weeks, I realised that it wasn't getting better. So I decided to go and get an MRI, see what's actually happened, what was the damage. And then that's when I found out that I had done quite a bit of damage. So yeah, after that, I was just like, you know what, just get myself back as soon as possible. Then I can be out with the boys, hopefully see you at the end of the season with them.
Great news. Well, speedy recovery, and we'll hope to see you soon. Sure. Thanks, Mikhail.
Thank you.
Well, you're through. You're listening to the Unavenger Robins podcast at Marlow. And it's just a fantastic result. And I'm going to go over to dear Steve Whitty for the result.
I knew you were going to come over. I've hardly got a voice left. Bracknell 3, or Marlow 1, Bracknell 3. I've got to say, what a result. I think first sort of 20 minutes of that first half, or second half, sorry. I've lost all my words here. Marlow came out and gave us a bit of a battle, but then to be fair, Duncan Cully come on, and a 10 minute cameo, which included two goals and a sending off, turned the game for us, and then we looked in control from there. It's all about the result today, and 3-1 is, you know, that's exactly what we needed. Perfect.
It's just incredible in terms of now the league table. I mean, I can't even see at the moment what we're looking at, how many points clear, but it's absolutely incredible result. And yeah, we're going to be back with you for the full sort of analysis just in a jiffy.
Come on, you Robins.
Striker Dave Tarpey.
Dave Tarpey, the last time we spoke, you said it was looking a bit dodgy. So, how's it going now?
Yeah, it's good. I had a little op about 10 days ago. So, just here recovering from that, doing some light stuff at the minute, and then hopefully step up in the next couple of weeks.
Fantastic. Do you think you'll be playing again this season?
Yeah, fingers crossed. We've got a date in mind. So, it is towards the end of the season. So, hopefully, I'll make the last few games.
Fantastic, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Bracknell Town Manager Bobby Wilkinson.
Bobby Wilkinson, Bracknell Town Manager, 3-1 victory. Talk us through it.
Just another game. Number one ticked off. I really mean that. I speak about it all the time. Don't get me wrong, it's lovely to come all the way and beat, you know, some team that are fighting for the championship as well. But all it is 3 points, if I'm honest with you. So I'm not really worried about anything else. Just wanted 3 points today. I would have took a point before the start of the game, so they didn't close me. But we keep the run going, and just proud of every single one of my players today and all my staff for coming to a difficult place and winning a game of football.
Fantastic. I don't like mentioning referee decisions, but Duncan Cully comes on, pulls two goals and then gets sent off. Could you comment on that? I mean, it's a bit soft.
Listen, it wasn't a sending off, was it? But theirs wasn't a penalty. But listen, it swings and roundabouts. We can all make excuses. He's been sent off, literally, and we'll deal with that as a team. But I thought that gave us that extra termination with 10 minutes to go, because that's why we train so hard. And everyone might realise now in pre-season why I play with 8, 9, 10 players, because you come to here and what I do in pre-season, people laugh at that when I do that. We got the win, didn't we? And it was just about getting the win today.
Many thanks, Bobby.
No problems.
So, celebrations tonight? Or just a quiet night for me.
I go and have a beer away from here, and then literally just I will start work tomorrow morning like I do every week.
And you've been voted, the league manager two seasons on the trot now, is it?
Yeah, I've got two months on the trot. Yeah. And someone said to me if I won that one today, it should be three on the trot. Yeah. Don't bother me, I'm not interested.
But it does show your commitment to the side and your passion for Bracknell Town.
Yeah, yeah, listen, I love Bracknell Town. I love my chairman, and I'm doing this for him as well as much as me, but all these accolades mean nothing to me. Honestly, they absolutely mean nothing to me. The one that means something to me, then people will see me party and celebrate, but we've got a long way to go. Nowhere near done yet. We've got 11 more games or 12 more games or 12 cup finals, and we've got a turn up now next week to get second in the league, Chertsey. So,
well, I can tell you from the other side of the pitch that the supporters are well behind you. You are our man, and we want to be in Bobby's team.
Oh, that means so much to me, and even there, it means so much to me, because I do this for you as well, as much as you support my lads. That's why I always send out a tweet from the club every week with my words, because, you know, I see a lot of managers forget about the fans. We're a family, we're a group, look how loud you were there. And if I can keep putting smiles on your face, that's all I want to do with people, you know, put smiles on people's faces. But it means nothing at the moment for the team, apart from another 3 points.
I mean, we're going away, and we've got more supporters than they have.
Yeah, no, I've seen that. I am very, very proud about that. I'm seeing more and more fans. I'm seeing a few new faces, what's brilliant for the football club, and probably so. But as long as I get them 30, 40 people that have been there from day one in the cold, snow, rain, that's all that matters to me.
I mean, I used to go to Larges Lane, and there used to be three men and a dog there. So we've come a long way. So, and I think the podcast is helping. I think people are getting to know that we're getting followers from like China, America, you know?
Yeah, but that's credit to you. Like, the podcast is important. Everyone knows I don't do social media, because all I want to do is win games of football. And, you know, lots of people say I should do social media and stuff like that. I'm not interested. I just want to win games of football. But if you lot can keep doing these podcasts, and I can come on and just get a few more followers and things like that, that's what I want to do, because it's done for you lot and all your fans.
Many thanks, Bobby.
No problems.
You enjoy your beer.
Thanks
a lot.
Very much. You're a gentleman as usual. Thank you.
Cheers. Midfielder Seb Bowerman.
We've finished 3-1 at Marlow, and I'm delighted to say I've got Seb Bowerman just outside the changing rooms to talk us through his first goal, which I actually missed. Terrible, but here he is. Talk us through it.
Yeah, it was a penalty, so it was well won by Scott Rees, who was working out at the back post. And it was actually Alan, who works as part of the first team management team, and he was gave me some advice midweek and just said the goalkeeper saved a couple going low, so try and go as high as possible. And thankfully it worked. So good goal and a good win.
Fantastic, Seb. So no ill effects from today's game?
Well, I came off on about 20. I had a bit of a groin.
Okay.
Groin strain, so we'll assess what it is.
They did mention it's a bit of a groin strain, so they looked at it now, and what do you reckon?
Yeah, well, initially it's not torn or anything, but we'll see Monday. I'll be in, and we'll have an assessment then, and hopefully a week or 2 weeks maybe.
And did you ever think that we'd be top of the league by so far?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, of course.
I mean, we're actually dreaming of the Premiership. I just can't believe that, you know.
How many years do we need to do that? Four or five?
Who knows?
Probably a bit more than that. 6 years.
Yeah. No, I wasn't.
We won't be here.
But I mean, when you think that, well, I was going to Bracknell Town where there were three men and a dog on the pitch and it was waterlogged, you know, I just can't believe it. I'm just so proud and happy that we've got to where we are now.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, amazing from management team players and obviously Kane, you know, building this squad together. But, you know, everyone deserves all the plaudits, and it was amazing to see all the fans back out in numbers and supporting us. So, fingers crossed, we're on our way to the league title.
I mean, you know, and also, sometimes we're going away and we've got more fans than they have.
Absolutely,
you know?
Like today. Yeah. It's probably Marlowe's biggest ever attendance because of the Bracknell fans.
We've also got commitment from the players. I mean, let's face it, I'm sure that you could have been snapped up, but your commitment to Bracknell Town has been absolutely brilliant over the years. I spoke to you two seasons ago and I said, are you staying? And you did, and you're still here.
Yeah,
and we love it. Yeah. The fans love it. The players love it. It's fantastic. Just carry on.
Sorry, I've just been giving you lots of credit.
Don't give him that.
Oh, carry on.
I just said it was all down to you.
James the Captain Birdseye and Steve the Gaffer Witty.
You're listening to the unofficial Robins podcast with me, James the Captain Birdseye, and my dear friend Steve the Gaffer Witty. It's great to have your company as always. And we have we've got back from the game and had some time to reflect and to chill out and to have a cup of tea. And it's calmed down, I think. You know, it's just incredible result, wasn't it? Just quite incredible, and so much to talk about in terms of with the game against Marlow. So much from Marlow. So where do we start, really, Steve?
Well, I think we start by saying thank God our voices have recovered, because we were pretty loud behind them goals, and weren't we?
We were, and it's incredible, actually. Just every single game that we go to, there's just two or three more people, and you know, the away games are getting more and more popular, and it's just wonderful to see it. It really is, you know, just the that the spirit and the excitement is just wonderful to be part of.
Yeah, I agree. And that was yesterday. I think it was just over 430 was the crowd yesterday, which was Marlow. You know, Marlow have had a really good season themselves. You know, let's not put them down in any way whatsoever. And that 430 attendance was their, I think that was their biggest crowd of the season. So I think people are looking forward to Bracknell coming to town. I think I think there must have been well over 100 Bracknell fans a game there. Same as they were against Uxbridge as well. As you say, that's a fantastic following. And I've got to say, I can see why, because, you know, this was, I would describe it as, you know, well, it's the only team that's beaten us this season so far in the league. Mm-hmm. You know, so we've had sort of 16 wins in a row since we last played Marlow. And, you know, if you remember correctly as well, there's been a bit of, I'm not saying needle, but the style of football that they play, it's quite confrontational. And as a result, okay, it's one of them teams that you want to try and get one over on. So, you know, I think from our own perspective, we were all quite pumped up for it, hence the musical instruments.
We had say they're strange behind the goal. Going. Yep.
And I think as well, we have to put you know, credit where it's due. These were two defences that, you know, what have we conceded? I think it was, what, 8 up until this stage? We haven't conceded in the league in open play since mid-November.
Someone's got to do that out there. I mean, I would love to see, in terms of right across the football pyramid, where that is in terms of, compared to the professional teams, Premiership, the Sky Bet Leagues, the Championship, you know, how that actually relates in terms of, there can't be many teams at all that have, you know, that have conceded so little in open play. It's quite an astounding achievement.
I think, and I'm sure there's someone out there who could probably prove me wrong, but looking through the tables, I think Bracknell have the best defensive record in the English pyramid as it stands. So that's from the Premiership right the way down. I don't think anyone else has conceded less goals. And I think as well, in terms of our winning streak as well, that is, well, the only team that I know of who've ever beaten, what were we up to, including this Marlow win, that takes us to 17. I think I know of Liverpool, I think, once done 18. I don't know if there's better winning streaks either in the league. So in history, if I'm honest, I'm not sure. I'm sure there's someone out there who can prove us wrong, but let's not cut to the chase. You know, these are fantastic records, for fantastic levels of consistency. And it's really a sign of, you know, what a great team we're really showing ourselves to be this season.
Well, it is. And I think what's so incredible is that we're in that sort of position that, yes, okay, you know, it's astounding results and such like, but actually, you know, we always talked, didn't we, Steve, you know, about, I don't know, or if only we had a really great striker. Oh, midfield's a bit worrying at the moment. Oh yeah, are we sure about the defence? And we all knew there was always a time when one of those kind of points, there was a maybe a little bit of a niggle, bit of a concern, you know. And over the last sort of, well, really most of the season, it's just come together, you know, in terms of, you know, we've had dear Duncan Cully now come, you know, Tarpey. the players that Bobby has got has been where the need's been. He's filled that need. He's filled it beautifully. And what I think is so incredible is how quickly new players seem to just slot in to the club, slot into that atmosphere in such a quick way. And it's just absolutely wonderful to see. It really, really is. And for me, it gives such confidence for the future, because if we can maintain that sort of togetherness and that connection between the fans and the players and the whole way the club works, I just think it's going to go from strength to strength.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think there's a DNA of a Bobby Wilkinson type player. And I think it starts with that commitment, that energy, that drive, that professionalism. And you see every player he brings to the squad, okay, and the players that do settle fit that mould. They'll run each other. They're team players. And I think that's what Bobby absolutely instills in everyone he brings in. And I think he's very careful with selecting the right individuals. And those who might not quite meet his very high standards, I think he's very quick on making decisions on. So I don't think it's luck that these players are settling in well. I think it's knowing the game. It's a good selection criteria from Bobby and his team, and they know what sort of players they're looking for, and hence why what we see. It's a plan. It's an absolute plan.
Absolutely. And the Bobby is the manager. His passion. It's something to behold, actually, and I think it's something that, I've sort of watched a bit of football in terms of, higher league and stuff like that, and actually I've even sort of in my professional role, I've even actually sat behind the dugout before at some very high level Premiership games. I've sort of sat literally in the prime position, right behind the dugout. And I've heard Premiership managers and all sorts, and yes, of course they want to win, and they're shouting and they're doing all the things that one would expect. But I don't think I've seen the kind of the passion of, in anyone that I've seen in Bobby, and you can see that he instills that in all of the players, and that's something quite special, really.
Yeah, I agree, and he's got a chance this season, and he's not done. Let's not cut to the chase, okay? Yeah, we're a good few points in front. We're on an excellent winning record. We're not conceding goals. It's all looking good, but it's not over till the fat lady sings, as they say. So the next game is as important as the last. But yeah. Bobby and his squad and his team have got a chance of doing something pretty historic here. I think the record for points is something like 93, 94 for this league is A's. I don't know what the record wins are, but if we talk about the Liverpool one of being 18, we could go beyond that. And in terms of defensive records, do you know what? We're going to have to find out what the best defensive record is in a league campaign, But, whatever the case may be, bringing sort of, I'm not going to say lowly Bracknell, because... under Kane, he has been developing this club for a period of time. Yeah, but you can literally see now that I think now, he's got a chance of really taking this club not just to the next level, but potentially beyond that as well. If this sort of structure, this drive, our crowds have gone up from, 100 to 200 to 300. Now we're going to games of 400. That's not ever happened in Bracknell's history.
And actually, the thing is that we as a town and actually, and as a community, not just Bracknell, but with the Sandhurst community, Crowthorne, all of the wider area as well.
we deserve this. You know, we're a big enough town to deserve a professional team eventually. And, you know, there's the professional teams in Hungerford, Aldershot. There's no reason that Bracknell can't be on that list. And I totally agree in terms of just if that momentum keeps going, not just about winning games. And we know, you know, I always say to the children, you know, if everything goes well and we do get promoted, I said, don't be expecting, you know, this every day.
We will lose a game one day, guys. We will. Yeah. It will come.
It will come. It's an absolute certainty. But you know, if we keep this absolutely this passion, and you know, and what I would say to all of our you know, all of our fans and you know, all of the listeners of the Unofficial Robins, you know, please do tell your friends about Bracknell Town, about you know, the Robins. And even if it's a position that maybe, you know, you listen in another country and you can't come, that's absolutely fine. You know, we just are so pleased that you joined us. And you know, tell everyone about the podcast, tell everyone about the club, because it's an absolutely amazing club, and it's going to go from strength to strength, I'm really sure. Anyway, we've been yabbering on, haven't we? We should really talk about the game, I guess. Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we talk a little bit about the game then?
I think we better, Stephen. We can diverge in, yeah.
Let's talk about the Marlow game. Yeah, I think there's no doubts at all. Two teams that were absolutely up for it. Bracknell came out of the blocks, I think, the faster. And in their first sort of 20 minutes, really did look like a team that was, how would I say, top of the league and brimming with confidence. And it only took us, 4 minutes, I think it was, for... Scott Rees charging from midfield, ran into the box, clumsily tackled by, I'm not sure what, I can't remember exactly who it was who brought him down for the penalty. And then, of course, the ever-reliable Seb Bowerman steps up. I think he saw the penalties or he must have heard about the two penalties against Uxbridge midweek for the Marlow game, where this keeper... saved one low down and nearly got his hand to one low down, okay, despite the fact, you know, he conceded the second penalty, and he blasted it into the top corner. Beautiful goal. 4 minutes in, thank you very much, 1-0 up. Well, I think we were delirious behind the goal at that stage, didn't expect it. So yeah. A great start for us, and then it was a series of pressure and a series of corners, a really good start from us.
It was, and of course, you know, and then over time, of course, they equalised.
Yeah, I think in terms of it, I think sort of 30 minutes, I think 25, 30 minutes in. But Marlow have quite a direct style of football, and I'm surprised, if I'm honest, because I think they've got some more talented players than their style of football shows. Mm. But no doubts at all, you know, they did start putting us under a little bit of pressure. And they also got a penalty as well, just before half time. Their top scorer, I think, who scored 18 goals this season, popped up, beautifully finished the penalty. And there we were, 1-1 at half time. I thought Bracknell shaded the first half, sort of first 30 minutes. Marlow came into it a little bit better in the second 15 minutes. But 1-1, I wasn't going to grumble.
I'll be honest, I felt that, you know, I thought, hang on, you know, if we go and get a point from this game, that's a great achievement. You know, and I was comfortable with that. I thought, yeah, if we could defend well, as we always, you know, have been doing, the way that things are, luckily, in terms of mathematically in the league, Marlow are the only team that have obviously defeated us. Yeah, but a point, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. The only worrying thing I think in that first half was, of course, Seb going off injured.
Yeah,
and I'm hoping it was more of a precaution than a serious injury. I haven't heard anything from the club yet, so I'm going to sort of sniff around and find out what's going on there. Fingers crossed, he's not seriously injured.
though, absolutely. And he did, when jumping forward a little bit, at the end of the game, when he was, when everyone was on the pitch, obviously celebrating after the win, Seb was on there and didn't seem to be in too much discomfort. So, yeah, let's hope it's something minor.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. So into the second half, Marlow came out the sharper, and I think they put us under a level of pressure. It was very scrappy. There was no real quality in the football that was played. But I think for sort of 15-20 minutes, it was a more of a defensive display than an offensive display from Bracknell. You know, not too many clear chances, but you know, Marlow had the greater possession and the greater territory. Jack was first time I've seen Jack Dean actually be put under any significant pressure by any winger this season. But I've got to say he was put under some pressure. And if I'm not surprised actually that Max Herbert got taken off, because I think Jack needed a little bit of help down that side in terms of defensively, because they kept coming on to him. So I saw a change coming there. But, you know, all respect, as Bracknell do and as our defensive line had out in Dan and Temmie, they were solid, absolutely solid.
Yeah, they absolutely were. So I guess the man at the moment, the super sub...
Well, I'm not sure if you see the unofficial Robin's Facebook page, Man of the Match results, but it does look like it's going to be Duncan Cully. Despite the fact, I think he what did he do? He stayed on the pitch. I think it was for 13 minutes.
That's the way to do it, though, isn't it? I mean, you know, you go on, you score two goals, fish bash board. Thanks very much. Garrison ends up getting a red card. We all chant him. Trying to go, say there's only one Duncan Cully as he goes off. The poor chap, he gets his red card. We communicate quite strongly with the referee that he may have made the wrong decision. And and then we sing at the end of the game, "We love you, Duncan." It was quite magical.
And do you know what? I feel a little bit sorry for Duncan Cully, because he's probably, I think he brings us something different up front.
Yeah, I agree.
And genuinely, he's not had much of a run in the side. And, you know, with Tarpey out, you know, when I saw him and Tarpey up front together just before he got injured, I thought, my God, these two look dangerous. Mm. And I'm surprised he's not just had a couple more games, because he has. He's got something about him. He's a dangerous player.
He is.
And I think he's got a physical presence. He's got a good touch of the ball.
Yes, that's exactly what I was gonna say, Steve. Is that, you know, we are as we kind of move, you know, hopefully move up. That the players you do see in leagues above, you know, they do have a little bit more physical presence potentially, and you know, he's different from potentially the rest of the squad. And I think that he brings something different to it. And it's just great for him to have a really, really positive result, you know, and really needed. I think you're right. I think that he gives a certain dynamic, and it does change when he's on the pitch. So, yeah, great decision by the manager to put him on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it was his first touch of the ball. Ball came in across. Goal machine, Mr. Bayliss, heading towards the goal. And I've got to say, I'm not sure if actually it was going in before Cully sort of got a glance on it. I think Cully got a glance on it. He definitely claimed it and he's definitely got it. But he was just, you know, Johnny on the spot, first touch of the ball. Thank you very much. And then... there we are, 2-1 up, going delirious. And then, of course, a few minutes later, I think it was his third touch of the ball, he sort of scuffed the shot into the ground, and it sort of dribbled in at the bottom, in the bottom sort of left-hand corner.
It literally rolled in at glacial speed. It was so slow. And we were watching it, and I was like, no, it's not going in. Is it? And then it was sort of on the line, and then it was over the line, and we then, oh my word, it was just, but it was so slow, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that was pretty much, he'd won the game for us, and all respect, he was brought on to make an impact, and he did. Unfortunately, though, his final impact, I think, was a sort of a flying header against a Marlow player. But unfortunately, not only did he get a straight red for that, but the Marlow player decided to react and get up and try and throw a punch. And as a result, also got sent off. So both sides down to 10 men, and Bracknell pretty much controlled it for the last few minutes to see out a... Yeah, I would say at the end of it, it's all about taking chances, these games. It was a pretty even game, pretty scrappy game, not exactly much quality in it, but it was even. But we took our chances, and that's why we walked away from the 3 points.
Absolutely, and just such a great achievement. It's wonderful stuff. We are going to be at home, so it's going to be Bracknell Town is going to be playing Chertsey on in the Isthmian South Central League at 3 o'clock at Lower Meadows. So yes, if you can come, it would be great to see you there. Tickets are, of course, available from the club website at Bracknell Town's website. But if you can't make it, then as always, or even if you can. We will be there with the Unofficial Robins podcast, and it would be just great, as always, to have your company. Please do like, subscribe, and share. Makes a massive difference for us. It really does. And let us know what you think. You can easily get hold of us at Robins Podcast on the Twitter and unofficialrobins@gmail.com. All very, very easy. And until next time, it's ta-ta from him.
Night-night.
And ta-ta from me. Good night.
The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on the Robins.